Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continued Peliyot, share number 308 on this topic of Dibur, of speech. We see the all different topics in Dibur that the Peliyot is focusing on here. He draws his attention on the mitzvah ladun ulahayrois, the mitzvah to judge ulahayrois and to rule. Ulahidia la'om eschuke elakim estayroisov. And to teach the nation, to teach Klal Yisrael, the people, the decrees of Hashem, the laws of Hashem, and the teachings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulahatzil oshuk miad oishkoi, and to rescue the person who is being cheated from the hand of the one who is cheating him. There is a mitzvah to judge properly, honestly, and to make sure that if someone is being cheated, to stop that from happening. V'hein b'chalau lo ha'ichiach, included in this is to give toichacha, to admonish, and to protest those who are doing the wrong thing, those who are doing the averos. Biyad oivrei avera kasha yuchal berakois oy bekoshois. To protest those who are violating the Ratzon Hashem. I just had a conversation with somebody recently who is unfortunately telling me about people who are not being honest in business and not being erlich in business. I know Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita many times when we ask for bracha, he would say that the person should be an erlich yid, an honest person, an erlich yid. I told this individual I was talking to, one of the first questions, as the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Mud Aleph in the bottom tells us, that when the first questions will be asked, when we get to Shemayim, if we were in the sauce of an asata bemunad, we'll be honest in business. Here the Peliyot is telling us, if someone is not honest in business, we have to give the teichacha, we have to stand up against this injustice. O mitzvah lizvakeach im talmid chacham ulahitzi din emes lamitoi. It's a mitzvah to have discussions with other talmidei chachamim, in the court settings, to come to the proper emes and judgment. V'chein lizvakeach im chaveroi, im chotoloi, shuloi linto v'lustoim balev. Similarly, one should have an open discussion with his friend, with the other individual he was involved with that wronged him, so that he will not come to bear a grudge and harbor the hatred against this individual. And one might think, he did something wrong to me, so why can't I have this hatred against him? However, the Torah tells us explicitly, leisikaim v'leisitor, we should not bear this grudge, we should not take revenge. We should have an open conversation with this individual and ask him, why are you doing this? Why are you behaving in such a way? And hopefully through this open dialogue, there will be an ability, an opportunity to increase shalom, peace amongst these individuals. That's obviously easier said than done. We know that when we get into these conversations, each party feels that they're right, especially when money is involved. But it's a very important to have this open conversation. Although we're learning the Sefer Peliyot, I want to share with you from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says, whenever you get into a business discussion with an individual, make sure the entire topic is discussed clearly, all the details, every T is crossed, every I is dotted. I once spoke with somebody. He told me, he doesn't tell people how much he's going to charge when he does a job for them. I said, well, what does that mean? You should tell them beforehand. You should have this conversation beforehand. He said, no, because sometimes the person will give you more than I even expected. The Chafetz Chaim says, that's not how business is done. Before you start, you ask the person, how much will it cost? How much will the materials cost? You have to be educate yourself in the field of what the expenses might be. If you're hiring a worker, if you're taking a job, make sure everything is spelled out. Unfortunately, there's a Yetzer Hara when it comes to business. And therefore, even if everything is spelled out, The possibility for problems still exist. But definitely heed to the lesson of the Chafetz Chaim when he says, spell it all out and discuss it in the open before you begin. Then the Pelioyis talks about a person who is a tough fellow physically, emotionally, and he doesn't care to hear what anybody has to say. In such a situation, al ta'ichach leitz pen yisne'eka. Don't give him the ta'ichacha. It's not going to help. But if you see somebody who is doing something wrong, he's going the wrong way, of avodas Hashem. He's on the wrong path. You have an obligation to rebuke him. Now, it's a very important point. What does teichacha mean? Teichacha does not mean you start screaming at the person. Teichacha, the word means to prove to the person. The best way to prove something to someone is divrei chachamim benachas nishmaim. The words of the chachamim are heard benachas, softly. Meaning that a person should have a soft conversation with the individual. Chayv leichicha tchila b'loshen rakov v'seiser. Soft tone of voice, privately. However, v'im lo yishma, if he doesn't listen, yechichenu afilu begolu v'koshus ad ha'ko. Now, I'm going to translate the words, and then I'm going to say something very important. If he doesn't listen when you talk to him softly and privately, then you should even give him teichacha in public, harshly, even to come to the point of physical blows. So in this way, Reuven, who is seeing Shimon doing the wrong thing, Reuven will not be held responsible because he tried his utmost to rebuke and to admonish, even if unfortunately it did not bear fruit. But this Reuven who gave the teichacha that had to be given, he will receive the proper reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not remaining silent in the light of the situation of this person doing averus. That's the words of the Pelioites. We have to now be a chacham as well. We shouldn't just run to take these words and without having a proper rov, a rebbe, a meira hayra, to discuss a situation with that comes up, like we're talking about over here. And then, after there's a psak of how to deal with a certain individual, of giving the proper teichacha, that's how the person should behave. It's very important not to jump to conclusions, not to think we know the situation. The same way we ask questions, what is a heksher? What certain is this a good heksher? There's so many heksherim out these days. Is this a good heksher? We ask questions. Is this a good heksher? We also have to ask questions. The mitzvah teichacha is very difficult. There's a tremendous amount to talk about. It's difficult, meaning to do it properly. So although the Pelioites is giving us instructions, we have to take this to the next level, next step, and we have to make sure we ask our personal shailas before we jump to being embarrassing someone in public. Sometimes it might be a mitzvah, other times it might be a horrific grave avera and think we're doing a mitzvah.